Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Happy 2023, everybody. To start the new year, we're looking back at some of our favorite episodes from 2022. Take a listen and enjoy. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this January 28th. Happy Friday, one and all. Hey, if you're thinking of hitting the slopes this weekend, you may want to bring a lawn chair and a book to pass the time you'll likely spend in the lift line. Nearly 60 million skiers visited U.S. resorts last season, making it the fifth busiest season for the industry on record. Despite many ski areas not being able to open until well into December, this season's numbers are already looking like they'll explode too. Why? Well, it may be partially because of a business move by a certain mountain conglomerate. Yes, that's actually a thing, a move that probably has the company questioning its strategy. We're talking about Vail Resorts, Inc., which started as one modest ski area in Colorado, but the company has grown, spending the last two decades plus buying up local mountains across the country. Plus three in Australia, but who's counting, right? Vail Resorts now has 37 ski areas in its portfolio, much to the chagrin of locals living near those aforementioned ski areas. The company has been criticized in the past for catering its pass programs and amenities to more affluent international travelers rather than the people who actually live in the general area of the mountains it acquires. And speaking of pass programs, that's what's gotten Vail in a bit of hot water this season. Back in 2008, the company rolled out its Epic Pass, which shook up the industry, according to the Wall Street Journal. Skiers could buy one pass that granted them access to several of Vail's properties. It was a win-win for skiers, who got to try different resorts, and for Vail, too, which entered the ski season already flush with cash from those sales. But this season, Vail Resorts did something that had folks scratching their heads. It dropped the price of its Epic Pass by 20%. That, of course, sent buyers into a frenzy. In December, Vail said it expected to sell 2.1 million Epic Passes, 700,000 more than last season, according to the Wall Street Journal. You can probably see where this is going. 2.1 million Epic Passes means a lot of folks at Vail Resorts. Lots of visitors, coupled with COVID-induced staff shortages, has spelled trouble for many of Vail's properties. One frustrated skier turned their anger into an Instagram account with almost 35,000 followers, one that documents overcrowding at resorts on the Epic Pass. Followers report waiting 45, 60, even 90 minutes in line to ride the chairlift at some locations. Vail Resort's chief rival, Alterra Mountain Company, didn't slash prices on its multi-resort Icon Pass, which directly competes with the Epic Pass. Alterra doesn't publicly share numbers, but in 2019, the company said it had exceeded its estimate of selling 250,000 Icon Passes. A far cry from 2.1 million, to be sure. Still, Alterra-owned mountains aren't escaping the crowds either. Washington's Crystal Mountain recently implemented a policy that would force skiers to make reservations to get on the lifts. After pushback, especially from folks who had spent nearly $1,000 on an Icon Pass for unlimited visits to the mountain, executives changed course and implemented a reservation system for parking instead. Listen, we get it. For many folks, nothing feels better than a hot drink at the end of a long ski day. But until heightened demand dies down or until Vail Resorts reins in its epically massive pass numbers, it may well be a long day of waiting more than skiing. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.